Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. He hath eaten me out of house and home. There is no hole left for your bone. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Big Honkin' Melons for that catchphrase submission. Oh, boy. Thanks, guys. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. We are deep in the throes of September, of course, and we have a wonderful show. First of all, my name, I may have said Shoal. My name is Scott Aukerman, and I'm the host of Comedy Bang Bang, and if you've never heard Comedy Bang Bang before, it's an interview show where I interview interesting people. It used to be the show where we talk to interesting people. Now it's a humanities podcast, as well as the Animal Kingdoms podcast. Want to make sure that we're not excluding any mammals out there as well. I guess are bugs in the animal kingdom? I say to our first guest.
I believe so, yes.
You think they're part of the animal kingdom?
Is there like a separated insect kingdom or no?
I hope there is, because as far as I'm concerned, all animals are precious things and should be protected, and all bugs should be dead.
Nice. It's a very hot take. I agree.
Yes. But we have a wonderful show. Coming up a little later, we have a manager producer, and we also have a woman. Going to call her a wife, but I think circumstances may have changed. But let's get to our first guest. This is his fourth time on the show.
Wow.
Can you imagine doing anything four times?
No. This is a wonderful time for me. I'm feeling very grateful.
Have you ever seen like a movie? I know you've gone to the movies at least four times, but
yes.
One particular movie more than three times.
Yes. I've seen Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Yes, I've seen it 15 times.
15 times. And did do you relate to Hans Gruber? Is that why? Or
I'm determined to make a prequel, which would be just called Gruber. And,
yes. What about MacGruber? That would be funny to do like Gruber versus MacGruber.
50% MacGyver, 50% MacGruber. I like it. Yes, it's very rude.
He is, of course, an actor and a former techno DJ that you may know from such films that I guess during a strike we can't talk about. But right?
Are you talking about Hans Gruber? Who are we talking about?
Yes.
It's so vague, nobody knows.
See, I like Hans Gruber. He should be in other movies. Like, yes, Alan Rickman's great, and he went on to Harry Potter and all that kind of stuff. No. Yeah. Make Hans Gruber in other movies.
I agree. He needs to just go everywhere.
And not in the Die Hard verse. Like, yeah, he's dead in the spoilers for Die Hard. But just put Hans Gruber in another movie.
Other verses that we cannot speak about currently.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
You know him. No, I can't talk about where you know him from. But unless the strike's over by the time this is released. Oh, that would be nice.
That would be wonderful. It's not going to happen, but it's very wonderful.
Yeah, what's been going on recently as of this taping, it's not going to happen.
No.
But please welcome back to the show for his fourth appearance, Flew LeBorg.
Oh, hello to you. And thank you very much, Scott Aukerman.
It's so wonderful to see you. A big fan.
As well to you.
We've worked together in the past, and you've been on this show four times. And that about covers our relationship.
And now we've completed. May I leave?
Yes.
Excellent.
There's the door.
Wonderful. Everyone, subscribe.
Flula had a podcast named Boom Time. Is that still going on?
Boom Time is now Pause Time. Yeah, we have pause time because it's we are converging this wonderful boom time to a very wonderful new podcast.
Oh, you are. Well, we'll talk about the new podcast in a second. What was the? I was on Boom Time once,
Thank you.
I remember it had a very unique premise. What was the premise?
The premise was I say words, you say words.
Amazing. But yeah. Wouldn't the show end when the guest said Boom Time?
Oh, this is true. If you was like in a rush, you can always leave Boom Time by screaming Boom Time.
Yeah. So some shows were very short.
Between 8 and 10 seconds long. Yes. Right. Yes. Weird Albert Yankovic, famously 62 seconds.
62 seconds. Yes. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just said, boom time.
Boom time. Is bye bye. Yeah.
Wow. What a great premise for a show. I wish we could do that here.
Tough to do ad reads, but very good. Yes.
And how long were you doing Boom Time for? That was years and years and years and years, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, it's one pandemic ago, which translates to 82 years.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I haven't seen you since before then.
I believe so.
Yeah. I believe the last time I saw you was in the 2018s, 2019s or something. And
yes.
It feels like we're two totally different people.
Yo, absolutely. Pluto was a planet the last time we
spoke.
Right,
that's true.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, but do you think they'll ever discover another planet?
Yes.
Yeah, like take a penny, leave a penny. It's like, hey, Pluto, you're not one anymore, but we got this other one.
Oh, you mean like it's a quota, like 5 boys on the basketball team?
Yeah, exactly. 9 planets in the solar system.
Sorry, bye-bye. Yeah, perhaps.
I would like that.
Me as well.
Maybe one like really close to us that we could like vacation to.
But it must still work with the acronym, my very excellent mother just served us 9 pizzas.
Very excellent. I've never heard that before and I love it now.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it's not Pluto, it must be something else.
Yeah. Flula, you, of course, are in a bunch of stuff that we can't talk about, but what we can talk about is the podcast space, which is, of course, you know, SAG actors are getting in here and we love them. We welcome them. I love a good SAG actor talking to another SAG actor about like everything they've done before. What is the premise of your show? Is it where you interview other celebrities or what exactly is it?
Oh, is this podcast coming out?
Yeah, the one that we're... this is coming out September 19th from what I'm told.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be a podcast. This is actually a giant travesty, as they say.
What happened?
Well, I had a sitcom called Flula Makes 5. And we filmed an entire season. And to save some dollars, I hired my cousin Heinz to be the director of the photographies.
And the DP is,
as they say, but that's inappropriate.
Cinematographer. Oh, yes, of course. We shouldn't say DP too much.
You should never say that.
Is that outlawed on sets now?
Yes, either wear a mask or don't say DP.
Right.
Yes.
Do they have an intimacy coordinator anytime you talk to the DP now?
As soon as you say it, 2 coordinators come jogging.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they don't run for safety.
So how long ago was this filmed?
We recorded it 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Flula Makes 5.
Yes.
We recorded it in 2020. What month?
Let's not go there. But then my cousin Heinz neglected to, we didn't know this until later, to remove the lens caps.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
If for those of you who have never handled a camera before,
yeah.
How deep should we go?
Okay. Go deep.
The lenses are, what are lenses?
They absorb light, reflect, and refract.
Ah, of course. And you have to put a cap on those because occasionally they'll get scratched. And then, have you ever seen a movie where like there's just like a bunch of scratches on the frame? It's because...
Yes, like Deadpool and Wolverine's a sequel. Oh, can't speak about movies.
Can't talk about Deadpool versus... Yep. Oh, man. And that's the thing. On Comedy Bang Bang, we would be talking about Deadpool versus Wolverine forever.
Oh, yes. The whole time. We would never stop.
Man, I would love to see you in one of those X-Men movies.
Me as well.
You were in a different comic book movie that we can't talk about, but I would love... We can talk about future projects.
Oh, okay.
That you want to be in.
Yes. Well, I would like to be in Gruber, the prequel to Die Hard.
Right.
And I would like to be in other things I cannot name in universes that rhyme with Bleed. Me.
By the way, how old are you and how are you sneaking up on where Gruber actually his actual age?
Yeah, my technical age is ageless infinity, and if you look at me in the mirror, I think I still cannot grow something called facial hair.
So that you're covered then.
I'm covered. I would need to cover my face to make a mustache.
One time when I was 18 years old and I was auditioning for a stage version of Little Shop of Horrors,
yes,
to be the dentist. And I all I could grow was very blonde, thin, wispy facial hair. So I took a mascara and I made it darker for the audition.
And
I did not get it.
Oh, rude.
But I do have to say, like, I then saw some friends and none of them noticed that it was. So I think I did a pretty good job with the makeup.
Did you continue to do this?
Or they were lying to me.
They lied. They would lie. Was this the only time you mascaraed your beard?
The only time I've ever done it, yeah.
You had a blonde beard.
Yes, I did. And now it's white.
Oh, fine.
From blonde to white.
Yeah, yeah. It's fine.
I never got dark. I never had those dark years.
You skipped it. You skipped the step.
But I would suggest maybe you doing that if, like, Gruber is so successful that you then, what would the middle step between prequel and actual movie be?
I think lots of money.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think Gruber got up to?
Gruber?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a baker.
He was a baker before. Oh, beforehand.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you didn't say banker. You said baker.
Baker, no.
They're so close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baker and baker. I wonder if that gave him the idea to rip off the bank.
They both deal with dough, as we know.
That's one of the American idioms, by the way. Dough meaning money.
Yes. And also, I don't get it by Homer Simpson.
Right.
Yes.
Have you thought about this project all that much?
Gruber.
Yeah.
Gruber. Yes, I've written the whole screenplay.
Written the whole screenplay?
Of course, yeah.
Pencils up.
He dies at the end.
Okay, so yeah, here's the problem, though. I think he dies in Die Hard. He's the titular Die.
He does what with his what?
the movie Die Hard that we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's a big famous scene where, like, John McClane, who's famously portrayed by Bruce Willis.
That's correct.
is holding on to his hand or something like
they're
that.
They're holding hands, yes.
They're holding hands, but vertically?
Vertically, yes.
Instead
yes,
of horizontally, like if you were to shake someone's hand, that
that's
would
correct.
Be...
correct. It's a vertical handshake, yes.
But instead they're doing it vertically off the side of a building.
Correct, yes.
And then he plummets to his death. He dies in that movie.
Well, do we see it, though?
It's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a good point. What do you think happened? Did he land on a bird?
Well, Hans Gruber then, perhaps. He was in that other film about Harry. I can't say these. Can we say film names?
We can. We can talk about his ancestor's job. So the ancestors would make pots.
Yes.
Yeah.
It rhymes with Barry Snotter.
Yes, so, thank you. Very
clearly, if he had died, he could not have played in this film.
But here's my issue. You're making a prequel to Die Hard where now you're saying he doesn't die in Die Hard, but he dies in your prequel?
Do you want him to live? I mean, I can. It's easy to rewrite.
How easy? Like,
very easy. Just a
you
control
just cut that
find.
One sentence?
Yes, yes, yes.
What's the sentence where he dies?
He dies.
Just he dies.
Yeah.
That's like as short as Jesus wept.
Yeah.
The shortest verse in the Bible.
Well, listen, my inspiration was Ecclesiastes.
You a Bible guy?
No.
I always wondered.
You've wondered this?
It's a great book. It's a great value because there's a lot of books inside of it.
So many books inside books. A Russian stacking doll of Libros.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So what happens in the actual movie? He's a baker, and then what does he do after that?
Somebody steals his rolls.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. How many rolls?
14.
14? That's more than a baker's dozen.
A baker does. Baker does plus one, as
that's
they
a
say.
Gruber's dozen.
It's a Gruber dozen. Yes, you know. I sent you my first draft, yes?
Wait, you sent it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Osmosis. I think I read it. I slept. I put it under my pillow.
You said you didn't open my PDF.
PDFs are so hard to open.
It's
you
very
understand.
True. Yes, if you don't have preview downloaded.
I mean, Adobe's going under.
Oh, it's that's Acrobat. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Get out.
Well, this is fantastic. So have we talked about your podcast?
No, nobody knows.
Talked about it yet. So Flula Makes Five.
Yes.
You filmed the entire... How many episodes did you film?
8 plus a surprise episode. Don't tell.
Okay. I don't know who I would tell necessarily.
Thank
but
you.
I guess my loved ones.
Do it.
My family.
All of them. Yes.
The people I would consult if I were running for office.
Oh, great. A team of lawyers.
Yes. So you filmed these... You get all the footage back.
Yes.
And it's like the absence of footage.
That's correct. Yeah. We said, like, if a bear makes a show in the woods, did he take off the lens cap?
Exactly. I don't think he would know how, although I guess one in an infinity number of bears making a television show in the woods would take off that lens cap.
Yeah. Ours did not, in theory. So our editor received the footage and realized it's only audio. So our TV show has now become a podcast.
Okay.
It's awkward, but fun times.
Okay, well, this sounds good. I mean, can you tell what's going on? Is there a lot of physical comedy? Or
There's a laughing track. So when you're like, should I giggle? You hear the people's giggle. And you're like, oh, I should giggle as well.
I like that because I like to be part of the crowd.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. Oh, I can tell you, it's called Flula Makes Five because a family of four buys a house, does not read the fine print that there's a German techno DJ who has signed a 99-year lease to the basement. Flula Makes Five. Let's play a clip.
Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, that was ha 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 ha.
I hate to tell you, but I think they didn't record the audio on that one.
That didn't. Oh, so nothing.
Was your cousin involved in the sound department as well?
Heinz is working for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hate him.
Well, this sounds amazing. Flula Makes Five. September 19th sounds like the release date on this.
It's correct. That sounded correct. Doesn't look like it.
From
it
all the
like
information
it.
I'm getting, September 19th is or
it.
Thereabouts.
Yes, yes, yes.
Could be, you know, plus or minus one
zero.
Day.
No, plus or minus zero.
Literally September
19th. September 19th, 919.
919.
The prefix to Raleigh, North Carolina, yes.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Did you ever spend time there?
No.
Good.
Where is it?
Do you just know all area codes?
I know five.
Did you ever hear that song, I Got Hoes in Different Area
in different
Codes?
Different area codes, yes.
You must have played that when you were a DJ.
I did. I still do. And yes, that's how I know 919.
Do you still DJ, really?
Yes.
Really?
Everyone does. When you wake up and hit play.
Oh, that is a good point.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a day where you just were like, I don't want to listen to any music?
These days I listen to a white noise.
Really? Just white noise?
Just loop it.
Or do you mean the soundtrack to White Noise, the Noah Baumbach film?
The who? Who is this? Noah Baumbach? What is that?
I'm speaking your language.
this a real name?
Noah Baumbach? Yes. He, Squid and the Whale.
What are these?
These are films.
It's like a nursery rhyme?
Squid and the Whale. Yeah, that would be a great nursery. I wonder if you want to workshop this nursery rhyme?
Yeah, I'll send you a PDF.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is amazing. Flula Makes Five, September 19th. Seems like it might be the release date on this.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah.
And where do people acquire this?
Oh, any place where a podcast is residing is where you can also find it.
Really now?
Yes.
So you have that kind of distribution on this?
Yeah, we have big time peoples working on this.
Okay, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear this. This is, are there stretches in there where people are going to be confused? They don't know what's going on?
Listen, if you have a nice imagination, butterfly in the sky, I can fly twice as high, you will enjoy the show.
Okay. All right. That's a deal. How long are these episodes?
Oh, they're between 23 and 31 minutes.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yes.
Were you going to be cutting them down? Because TV shows are famously like 22 minutes.
When we realized television was not possible, we just said, let's leave it all in. Yeah.
Well, this is good. I cannot wait to see this. Flula Makes Five. And do you die at the end of this? Or
TB Diesels.
Is that the is that Vin Diesel's brother, TB Diesel?
TB. Yeah, TB. Yeah, he was in Bloodshot.
Terrence Brochard Diesel.
Terrence Brochard. He's his body double, if you don't know. Yes.
Well, this is amazing. Flula Makes Five, September 19th. We need to get to our next guest, if that's okay. Flula.
Wonderful. Bye-bye, yes?
Oh, no, I want you to stay.
Oh, hello.
Is that okay? Yeah, hello. Hello. Even better. Hello.
Okay.
He is a manager.
Scott.
Yes.
Scott.
He's a manager. He is a producer. And he also is the co-host of a podcast that just reached its 100th episode.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Hasn't Seen. Please welcome back to the show, Sprague the Whisperer.
Scott Aukerman. Hi, Scott. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Sprague. It's so good. Do you know Flula?
Flula, yes. I believe we've met before.
Yes, we have.
You guys have met before?
Yeah, we hung out when I was... I think it was like a few years back when my accent was stronger.
Yeah. I remember that. You had some interesting vowel choices.
The
back
vowel
then.
Choices were very interesting and consistent, which I thought was good.
Oh, now you're just going all over the map.
Now I kind of come in and out of it.
Oh,
you know,
fun.
It's kind of fun.
That's the way I feel about people doing accents. It's like, you
just
know, who
do
cares,
do it when
right?
you feel yeah, like yeah, it, and know. Then that will be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Scott, I do want to say I'm trying my hardest. I'm currently sitting in a position in which... Constantly, I'm unplugging your computer.
You are in the seat that you traditionally sit
yes.
in during Scott Hasn't Seen, and not an episode goes by where you do not somehow knock the plug
yes.
out of the computer, leaving my computer to drain down yes. to nothing.
Well, you decided to put this very important strip of plugs right where someone would be sitting, right where the knees would
Now,
be.
That said, an important change has occurred since the last time you
Here
sat
we go.
There.
All right.
I've moved the plug a little further away.
Okay. All right. So I can scoot in just to... Oh, shit. I knocked... All right. Hold on. Oh. We're back. Well, Scott, how are... First of all, I'm a little confused. This is not Scott Hasn't Seen?
This is not. This is Comedy Bang Bang, the show that we met on.
Oh, Scott, I watched Kiss Kiss Bang Bang thinking we're going to come in and talk about this.
Oh, no. I've seen that.
You've seen it?
Yeah. I love that movie.
I fell asleep. What happens?
Flula, you should do Scott Hasn't Seen.
Oh, okay. Great. Count me in.
It's a movie podcast where we watch movies that I haven't seen before, and then
yes.
we talk about them.
Oh, let's name one.
Sure.
Let's see. What have we got? What have we got? What have we not done?
What have we not done?
What have we not done? We've done a lot.
Okay, we did the train we coming the at train. The at the audience.
We did train spotting. Movie. We did train spotting.
Oh, throw Mama from the Choo Choo.
Oh, have we done Throw
we,
Mama from
we
the
We have not done because okay. unfortunately I saw that opening night.
Oh, damn. Okay.
1991.
I was excited for a second because that's a real classic in the Sprague world.
I wonder if it holds up.
No, we can't.
We should find something for you, Flula.
Please.
It's a fun show to do.
It's so fun.
And during a strike, especially.
Yes. Oh, so we can say the words of the things we are seeing on the screen?
Yes. Maybe.
As long as you're not involved in them in any way.
I am not.
Or whatever.
Nothing.
So, Sprague, yes. It's wonderful to have you back. And I had a question I wanted to ask you.
Sure, yes.
You're obviously a manager. You're a producer.
I'm in the industry.
And I see you every week doing this other show Scott hasn't seen.
Yes.
But it's been a long time since we spoke about any ninja projects that you've been involved in.
That's true.
What's going on with ninjas these days?
Well, Scott, I don't know if you know, but in the industry, there's a little bit of a strike going on.
That's right. Yes, of course.
A lot of my ninja projects have been dropped.
They've been dropped, really?
Yes, of course. I was doing Ninja Family Matters, which... Of course, was a reboot of the television show Family Matters, where Steve Urkel was just in his Bruce Lee persona the entire show.
Did he do that? That's a Scott hasn't
seen. That is a Scott hasn't seen. For the listeners who don't know, he invented what he called his transformation machine, where he goes into the...
This is real?
This is a multicam sitcom. This is real. He would go into his transformation machine and turn into a cooler version of himself, Stefan Urkel.
Yeah, of course.
That's cool. But then a few episodes, they decided, let's get crazy with it. I think he like goes in there with like a Bruce Lee magazine or something, and he comes out basically doing a problematic Bruce Lee impression. With a Bruce Lee wig.
Oh, he's doing a problematic one.
Oh, yeah. Not a good, thoughtful one. But, and then he comes in, and then there's like a big fight scene where he kicks a bunch of people's asses. And so the show that I was going to do was going to be every episode he was just this problematic
Bruce Lee. Does he have to keep going into the machine?
Yeah, every morning. It's kind of like Seven of Diamonds. You got to go in and like recharge in your little your alcove, you know.
So, you know, I understand that now because I've been watching Voyager.
You're watching Voyager.
And I've arrived at the Seven of Nine episodes.
How do you feel about Seven? Here's my thing about Seven.
Do you know
of
what
nine.
Seven of Nine is, Flula?
Seven divided by 9.643.
It's going to be one. It's going to be under one.
Just
for sure.
Tell you what. Yeah. Just Google this thing.
Right now? Okay.
Google it right now and you're going to have a treat.
Okay. I'll tell you my big thoughts on Seven of Nine. I feel sad for Kes.
What? Why do you feel sad for
there's
Kes?
There's a character that's on the show. She's kind of like one of the female like doctor assistants. And then I feel like the writers and producers were like, this woman's not hot enough. Let's get rid of her. We'll bring in a robot that we basically wear skin-tight leotards every episode.
I like though on TNG, the Next Generation.
Yes.
They get rid of Picard's love interest from season one, who's like a good-looking woman.
Is that the doctor? No,
the doctor. Yeah. Wesley's mom.
Mom.
But she's like, you know, a middle-aged woman.
Yeah, she's great.
And they're going to replace her. And you think they would get someone like Seven of Nine.
Yeah.
Get the oldest woman possible.
And then does Picard hit it eventually?
It's of course, and it's Picard. What, Flula? You've Googled?
Yes. What is a tertiary adjunct of Unimatrix 01?
Part of the Borg, and
I'm part of the Borg.
It's funny, I'm surprised you don't know about this because she's a part of the Borg collective from Star Trek.
Well, okay, I'm not members of the Star, but I'm a Borg member.
So you should be
involved in Star Trek projects.
Why have I been excluded?
Have you not watched anything with the Borg?
That's like if there was some sort of actor who came up named something Shatner, and they never like no one was ever like, oh, let's
you should
put
do
him on Star
movies.
Trek. Yeah. You got to get on Star Trek.
Who do I call?
God.
Gene Roddenberry.
He's no longer with us, unfortunately.
Let's see, who can you contact?
Data.
I don't know, Tawny.
We just had Tawny and Jack on the show.
Yeah, maybe. Tawny and Jack. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
Tawny
then.
And Jack. These are two people.
Yeah, these are two names. Yeah.
Oh, I will. MySpace.
I'm surprised you haven't heard.
I'm surprised. You know what the Borg is? The Borg Collective?
No. It sounds like a nice rap group from the 1990s.
No, it's a unimind. It's a bunch of robots that have one collective mind.
Nice. Okay.
And there's, of course, I don't know if you've gotten to that. I don't want to spoil anything for Scott on Voyager.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm still in the first season that she's on.
Yes. Their spaceships are big cubes.
Okay.
And they say stuff like...
It doesn't seem aerodynamic. But then you're in space. So what is the difference?
There is snow. Yeah.
You know, but all those corners.
It's like
you think starships are constantly like hitting themselves on corners.
I've tried to leave like a garage, like after a movie. The corners of my car are hitting everything. I couldn't imagine it being a cube.
Oh. Also, we had to baby safe all of our furniture. So we've had to put these little things underneath our corners of our tables.
Could you imagine
these little plastic thing? Those should be on the board.
They should be on the board. Yes. Plastic cube.
Who was 6 of 9?
Six, oh,
two-thirds?
No. It's a tragic story for 6 of 9.
Oh, no.
Yeah, was there a 1 of 9, 2 of 9? Like,
Scott, I don't want to spoil the show.
Okay.
Well, Scott, you asked me about my ninja projects, what I've been up to. We haven't been talking about...
We have to take a break.
Oh, great.
Can we hype that we're gonna talk about these after the break?
Let's hype it, Scott.
Okay, so hype it up.
I'm going to talk about what I've been up to after the
break. You want to lay down some sort of a...
And I got to say, music is a big part of it, Scott.
What?
That's a big tease, Scott.
Oh, my gosh.
We're not going to talk about 7 of 9 anymore, but can I just say, Scott, she's hot as hell. Jerry Ryan.
You know, when she got onto Star Trek Voyager, the ratings like improved 310%. Oh,
they improved by like 2... cup sizes?
I'm hoping us just talking about her improves our ratings.
Yeah, maybe we just mention 7 of 9 every few minutes and we'll be fine.
All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we might mention 7 of 9 again.
That's right.
And Sprague's going to tell us about what he's been up to, and the music is a great big part of it. Mm-hmm. This is very exciting. Plus, we have a woman coming up. That's very exciting.
I don't think she's going to be happy about this.
We'll be right back. We're going to come back with Flula Borg. We're going to come back with Sprague the Whisperer. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it. No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're
and
back.
We're back.
Oh, okay.
We've just watched a little film called Kiss Kiss Bang.
No, we're not doing Scott. Sorry,
sorry. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing Comedy Bang Bang. I'm in charge of this shit.
Sorry, you did. Sorry.
Welcome back. We're here with Flula Borg.
Hello.
Flula Makes Five is, of course, the show that comes out, from what I'm hearing, and all information points to September 19th.
Yeah, definitely September 19th.
And when you hear this about Urkel having a machine,
yes.
Do you get ideas for, like, you ever think that maybe this podcast will be successful enough that you could actually film the show?
If we need a reason for me to get canceled in season two, I think we have a nice plot device. So I'm very, very excited about
this. Just come in and do. I transform into the most problematic version of me ever.
Yeah.
And we're here with Sprague the Whisperer,
that's
our
right.
Super producer.
Yes.
Clients include Sean Diston and mm-hmm. also Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's it?
We found that out the other day that you're
found
Andrew Lloyd
that out. It's a tenuous relationship, I go to say. He doesn't return my emails very quickly, but. I still rep him, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. He was on our 100th episode that we did for Mamma Mia. Here
yes.
we go again. Live.
Rowdy screening. Scott took his shirt off, started waving it around,
oh, wow.
running up and down.
That was the only thing that made it rowdy. And everyone was dead silent.
Everyone sat quietly while Scott ran around shirtless. I think we were scared of him or something.
Anyway, Sprague.
That's right.
Before the break, you had an incredible tease.
That's right.
What was it? Oh. I don't remember.
It was that. What am I up to, Scott? Well, you asked me about
right.
my ninja projects, and I got to say, a lot of my producing and a lot of the TV shows and movies I had in the pipeline, they're dead, Scott.
They've all been sidelined.
And
Flula, that happened to you? Any of your shows get canceled during this?
So many of all of my shows were canceled.
Yeah.
You were about to have a big push here in 2020.
Oh, very large push, a lot of large bench press, a large deadlift.
Yeah. This guy only talks in lifting weights.
That's correct. let me spot you.
Now,
the rest of the terms.
Yes. Yeah.
Scott, as we've discovered doing our live episode of Mamma Mia, here we go again. Mm-hmm. You know what's not on strike? Live shows, Scott.
Live shows are back, baby.
They're back.
Plays. Musicals. All those are thriving.
It's all thriving. And Scott, so are music festivals, Scott.
Yes.
I'm proud to announce that I am a part of Firefest 2, the music festival.
The one that Billy, whatever his name
oh,
is.
Billy McDonald. We don't talk that much, and I think he said for legal reasons you shouldn't know who I am. But
this,
I don't know what that
is. This
means.
Is the guy who put on the original Fire.
Yes.
Flula, did you ever go to Firefest?
I tried to attend. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you actually get there to
no,
the islands?
I arrived to San Juan, Puerto Rico,
mm.
and then everyone said, don't go.
And you were like, this actually looks pretty funner out here.
I should stay here. So I tried to enter a Hooters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You tried to.
I tried to. Then I realized it is not a store for birds.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You're an
ornithologist.
I'm a very ornithologist.
Did you arrive
so
at the Hooters and say, I'm very orny?
I'm so
and
orny.
Like,
I want to see
in.
Some birds, some
yes.
hot birds. And
yes.
they said, oh, bring them in.
They said, come inside.
That's your English slang, by the way.
Yeah, I was talking about women when I said birds.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, I know Firefest has a bit of a reputation of being a bit of a clusterfuck, some people say.
Okay, I don't appreciate that kind of language on this show.
Sorry.
But,
a cluster screw.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And
cluster bone, maybe.
Yes, a cluster bone. A cluster make love.
Yeah.
Cluster now, reverse cowgirl.
This is where the woman is facing the other.
I believe so. Yeah, the okay. most uncomfortable position known to man.
Oh yeah.
That somehow gets. I think it looks good on camera,
but it's functionally impossible. Yes.
It does look good on camera, doesn't it, Scott? Now that I think about it.
I mean, everyone's facing the camera in that, so it's like, it works out.
You want them to cheat to the camera. Anytime I'm watching porn, I'm like, cheat
I would
to the
love
camera.
To see some, there's no other word for it, but porn.
Yes.
Where everyone's facing away from the camera all the time.
Ooh, that'd be a nice artistic choice.
Just backstage.
It was all in shadows, the people are facing away. That'd be fun.
Well, Scott, leaves a lot to the imagination.
It really does, Scott.
Yeah.
But no, me and my friend Ja Rule, of course, Scott, have been putting together this music festival. And this is
cool. Ja Rule was involved in the first
he
one.
He was involved in the first one.
Yes.
This one is called Firefest 2 Redemption.
Oh. It's interesting. Ja Rule was one of the few musical acts that sang exclusively about murdering people.
Yeah. His name of his group was Murder Inc.
Yeah. And every song he would go, murder.
And then one day I woke up and I said, Ja Rule's in jail. It must be for murder. Turns out it was for driving without a license.
What's going on with this guy?
You know,
even when he hops on a J-Lo song and she's all like, ain't it funny? And murder. He's like, murder.
You know, I met Ja Rule once.
Really?
I met Ja Rule.
I hope so. You're putting on this festival.
Well, no. We the festival's through email, but I did meet him in person once.
What happened?
And he was 2 weeks out of jail. And he was showing up to the UCB to do a comedy show for some reason with my client, Sean Distin, of course.
Oh, okay.
This was before I had signed Sean Distin. I signed him for this. And he was very funny. He took a lot of pictures with a lot of people, and he was asking us all where we could get ecstasy. And he also, when I took a picture with him, I put my arm around him. I was like trying to put my arm around him, and he said, hey, bro, I'm not gay, and then pushed me away.
Oh.
And he pushed him away. Anyway, just wanted to say my little Ja Rule story.
And the other thing is he's had a show with a bunch of improvisers. They're all nerds. How do they know how to get ecstasy?
I mean, I don't know what he thought. He was like, these guys probably invented it or something.
It's like, come talk to podcasters.
So is this a real story?
This is... I know it feels like it's not a real story.
Yes.
But it is a real story.
It is a real story.
Okay. Yes.
So, since then you've patched things up and now you're putting on this
festival. We're putting on Firefest 2, The Redemption. And of course, that is a real story as well. And it's going to be fun, Scott. I know you like music festivals. You're a big fan of Coachella.
All the notes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
What do you think, Scott? Can I get you down to Fire Festival?
To perform or to attend?
Attend. VIP, of course, Scott.
When you say that, meaning you want me to buy a VIP pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only
6,000 each.
Six out a piece?
Yeah. So you want to buy one for you, one for Kula.
One for the baby.
One for the baby, one for me.
One for you? You're putting on this thing.
My contract, the way I'm working with it, is pretty loose. I can't necessarily get in without a ticket.
Suddenly I'm out 24 grand just to go to this thing?
Hey, baby. All you got to do is
we're on strike.
You can't do a week at SNL. What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Where is Firefest 2 located?
Okay, so last year it was in the Bahamas.
Yes.
This is several years ago, but yeah.
Let me look. 2023, interesting. Yeah, a couple years ago.
Okay.
It was in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
We're switching it up this year. We want a little bit of a redemption.
Okay.
So right now, we're doing it in the Labrador region of Canada.
Oh, woof woof, yes.
Which is, some people say, the Arctic Circle.
Mm-hmm. That's
one of the coldest places in the world.
Yes.
That doesn't seem like the vibe.
You get about... See, Scott, I know you don't know if that's the vibe, but you haven't felt the vibe yet.
Oh, well, I mean, the first one never happened, so maybe it is the vibe.
Imagine this vibe, Scott.
Okay. Permafrost.
You're there. There's permafrost everywhere.
Yes.
You're dropped off on a helicopter.
Yeah.
We got to drop people off one at a time based on the weather conditions.
Because the wolves have to go in the helicopter as well. Yeah.
The wolves are going to be...
The huskies, everything. Take up a lot of space.
It's kind of like that weird parable where it's like, how do you get them all across the river? They put the turtle and the wolf and the...
Oh, yes.
So we get you down there to the Labrador region. We drop you off. We wave goodbye.
That's so nice. Oh, that's a nice little touch.
I was like, let's make sure this is personable. Because last
that's
time...
That's like concierge service.
Nobody gave a shit last time. This time, they're waving goodbye from the helicopter.
Okay. And if they forget to?
If they forget to, I'll have them circle back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And if you see a helicopter circle back and do a couple loops, that's kind of the equivalent of a wave.
I mean, the helicopter blades are doing sort of a simulation of a wave.
It's kind of a wave.
Yeah.
So, of course, you will have to, you know, start to procure food and find a shelter area, like a dry patch of ground that you can cut down.
And this is not something provided by the festival?
No. Hopefully you've brought enough tools and axes and stuff.
Hopefully you brought enough tools. Yeah, is there a list of tools you're supposed to bring?
Oh, yeah. You want cordage. Of course, you got to have some cordage. Yeah. Because if you got to make a net, in order to catch fish in these kind of scenarios, like fishing, casting a reel, that's not going to work.
Okay, so you need a net.
You got to have cordage so you can make yourself a net, put it in the water,
okay,
catch a fish. And if you don't catch a fish, you're in a lot of trouble the first couple of days.
Yeah, are there berries and stuff or mushrooms?
There's berries, but you definitely got to get your hands on some fat, Scott, because if you don't have fat in your diet, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
It's true.
You've got to survive at least 40 days before Firefest starts.
And 40 days? How long the festival is?
Oh, yeah, because we're dropping people off one by one.
One by one.
It really takes a long time.
Can I be last to go?
Sure.
Like right as the music's starting?
Right when the music starts. You're going to... But I got to say, Scott, right now we have Sebastian Maniscalco opening. And he does about 4 or 5 days of stand-up.
You've
got to know how to survive in the wilderness, Scott. How are your survival skills, Flula, Scott?
Flula, have you ever been out there in the wilderness? Have you ever done anything
like
camping?
Like without representation?
Yeah, I guess that's what I mean.
Yeah, SAG people out there to make sure things are going well.
Trying to traverse this wilderness known as Hollywood.
Just, who takes this headshot? What does my resume say?
It does feel like we are in the wilderness, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know, Sprague. This does. I mean, it sounds to me like you're trying to replicate the environment of the previous Fire Festival when everyone was just... That was what they were upset about.
Scott, this one is actually called Firefest 2 Redemption.
Redemption. You said this.
Yeah, we're redeeming a lot of the things that happened last
time. No, but everyone wanted to go to this Fire Festival because it was like, oh, you have your own private cabana and it's a music festival. Ja Rule's going to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know which of those got those people out there
to buy
the tickets.
Three or four songs. But
he'll sing about murder approximately 100% of the time.
People will be like, I hope he's not talking about me. But Scott,
do you think J-Lo had that experience where she's like,
I think she
mean me?
She was like, this is a really good song, Ja Rule. Can I talk to you for a second?
Are you trying to murder me right now?
Every time I stop singing, you say something about murder. I'm getting a little afraid. So she did the movie Enough. Now, Scott, the movie Enough where she learns how to fight back against abusers. Scott.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The woman in the room knows what I'm talking about. Now, Scott.
What, every woman has seen the movie Enough?
Scott, for the next few weeks, I think you should test it out.
Okay, every woman I see.
Now, Scott, of course, it was a problem last time. People didn't have shelter. They didn't have food. But now they know what to expect. Oh. They're coming in knowing that this is going to be a survival situation.
Well, when I heard this announced a few weeks ago, I thought, okay, this is genius because now I think it's going to attract a lot of people who just aren't going to be there to take pictures of how shitty it is.
And who are
going to be like, filming it for a documentary.
Yes.
Because there were so many Firefest documentaries that came out. Now they want to be the ones to take all the footage.
I got to say, most of the tickets we sold are from documentary crews.
Yes.
They're going to be out there fighting over this stuff.
The first festival just for documentary crews.
It's going to be crazy. They're going to be interviewing each other. It's going to be wild.
So it's almost like the conditions can be as shitty as you want because that's what they're looking for.
That is what I guess our vision is, Scott. We want to drop you off in the woods. Hopefully you know how to skin a squirrel or catch a deer or something.
Or catch a squirrel and skin a deer.
Oh, hot.
It's hard to catch a squirrel. I don't know if you tried to do it. You run it around.
Well, how are you supposed to skin it if you can't catch it?
Great question, Scott. Sometimes you're walking around the woods and there's just a dead squirrel.
That is a good point. Yeah.
Take it up,
So I mean, look.
I can only imagine because there have been times where on at my house here, there will be a dead thing that you find, like a dead bird or a dead animal or something. Yeah. And you always go like, ew, and you throw it away or you find someone to throw it away for you.
First you yell, ew.
Ew.
Step one.
But imagine if you were starving. What great news that would be.
Yum.
So it's all about perspective, isn't it?
This is the Firefest 2 experience. Change your perspective. Yes, it was bad the first time. But what if you want it to
what
be bad?
What if you want it to be bad just for Instagram?
Now, Flula, I know we've been talking about you being a DJ. And these festivals, they need a lot of DJ vamping. Like, we're not going to get a lot of actual artists out there because of the conditions.
Please let me headline.
You want to headline?
Headline.
Yes, I will change my name to DJ Schadenfreude.
Okay.
Know what that means because you're from Germany.
Absolutely.
I think I know what it means as well.
Yes, this will be the name of every doc made about your Firefest.
Now, have you done sort of a festival situation? Have you DJed? Because I see a lot of those memes where people are in front of a bunch of like Sprite bottles.
Yes.
And they start like dancing around and like doing the pick it up with their hand and turning
sort of,
the Sprite bottle.
Yeah, they're sort of like pretending to move one knob back and forth a little bit.
And I think what's funny about that, dude, it is kind of saying a DJ is just playing music.
Yes.
So what do you do? What do you bring to the table? If I put you out there in the Arctic wilderness, what's Flula going to do for the festival?
I'm going to play music.
That's pretty good.
This is pretty good.
I gotta be honest, I asked the band, Sebastian Maniscalco, to play some music. He said that's not his thing.
Oh, really? That is my thing.
That's your thing.
Yes.
Okay, because I was like, Sebastian, all right, do a couple jokes about being Italian, whatever, the sauce is spicy, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I want you to come in and play some music, maybe spicy meatball.
And Sebastian wouldn't do it?
He was like, nah, I don't do music. That's
he said, marinara, mara, no way, right?
Wait, maybe you can do Sebastian.
Wait a minute, yeah, you don't need Sebastian at all. You do the comedy and you do
Flula,
the music.
Come in, yes. I need you to write about 5 days of Italian jokes.
Perfect.
Jokes that are about...
5 days. This is full 24-hour day.
I'll give you one bathroom break in day three.
I will watch Goodfellas.
It'll give you so many ideas.
Goodfellas.
Okay. Raging Bull.
Raging Bulls. Yes. And I want you to come in and I want you to just...
Take the cannoli, leave the gun.
Hit him with the Italian jokes. And then everyone's going to be like, this guy's just as good as Sebastian Maniscalco. And then... And
even though Sebastian was on the posters.
Even though he was there, but they're this guy's better. And then all of a sudden you reach down... Go down to the Sprite bottle.
And I play music.
Stop playing music.
Yes.
Flula, this is going to blow everyone's fucking mind.
I'm so excited to be there with the caribous.
Now,
they're not booing. They're saying caribous.
Think that. But if your performance is bad.
They probably will say, we're not saying caribous.
They'll be like, we're not saying caribous, but they will throw tomatoes up there. I don't know how they get
Which them. They brought for Sebastian Maniscalco.
Which, because they were like, oh, we're going to make
this
a sauce.
This is customary when you see him. He's going to make
tomatoes. Yeah.
So I'm excited about it.
This is wonderful.
I've been learning how to sort of catch fish. I've been learning how to skin sort of a porcupine. You know, they've got a lot of needles on the outside.
Yeah, that's dangerous work, skinning a porcupine.
It's dangerous work, but if you can get your hands on some of that juicy, juicy survival fat, Scott.
I bet that it seems to me like a porcupine, isn't it all quills? And it's just like, it's basically like a little tiny centipede underneath all those. But that meat is so rare.
Ooh, that meat. Because it's like, it's been punctuated. It's like been punctured by all the quills.
Man, yeah.
So the blood's
been
reeling
tenderized.
It's almost like it's marinating in its own blood.
Oh my God, you're making me so hungry.
Hungry.
Okay. Because I was like, I guess I'm getting there too. But you said hungry.
I said hungry. Well,
so
this is
great. I'm really excited about the festival.
Greg, this is very exciting.
And
put aside all your ninja stuff because you need to focus on this.
I feel like there's no ninja stuff going on right now. I did think that if this was a little bit like Burning Man, we could have like a big garbage ninja in the middle of the festival.
Look, Sprague, I know you want to put ninjas in everything.
Scott. It's in my contract.
It's in your contract with the Fire Festival?
Yes. They said, what does everyone bring to the table? So I said, of course, my managing skills, my producing skills, and ninjas, I said. And they said, you have to bring the ninjas.
So you have to bring at least one ninja?
Yeah. And I was really hoping it would have been one of you guys. Flula, I hear you've been training a lot.
I have, yes.
So could you kind of come in and just...
Have you learned any ninja skills in this training?
Come on, kicks.
No, but I've listened to Wu-Tang Clan 36 Chambers 45 times.
You know all the sound effects.
Yes. On guard.
Wait, maybe that's what we do. Maybe we don't need any ninjas, but just like for like a 20-minute set, just play only ninja sound effects.
Yes.
Yeah,
see what happens.
Play 36 Chambers, the dialogue cut.
Yes.
The no music cut.
Yeah. Where like, is she like a long scene where it's like, I've been following you since the... Golden Age, or some shit that they say, and they're like, "What does this mean?"
Yes.
And then they're like, "Don't you understand? There's everyone looking for us. The people have been looking for us for a long time. But me, Johnny Gambino, the killer." And you're like, "What is this?" And then all of a sudden, they start rapping about killing people.
Johnny Gambino.
I got to be honest. Rappers are rapping about killing people all the time.
It's weird. It's such a narrow.
Have you heard this stuff?
It's a narrow aperture.
It's about killing people. It's about hosing different area codes.
Yes.
See,
919.
And it's about thrift shops.
A little more about that. Turns out there's only one song about hosing different area codes.
And
only one about thrift shops.
He didn't even touch half the area codes.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
And there's so many thrift shops. I think every town has a thrift, a Goodwill at least.
But not hose.
They not don't know
yeah,
that
that's true.
That's true.
Yes.
So that's
true.
Flula. Shit, man.
Yeah.
Speaking my language, baby.
Oh, great. Hello.
Well, look, Sprague, we have to get to our next guest. But this sounds great.
So we'll talk about the tickets. Maybe
we'll
I can
talk about
you
the 24
promo
grand.
Code.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
something.
Hopefully the strike's going to end so I can go out and do a week
do
somewhere.
Do SNL, write a couple sketches.
Yeah, or just guest write for, I don't know, Abbott Elementary or something.
That'd be
like
fun.
That.
Just come
or
in.
Just write... I want to take it over.
Go to Abbott Elementary and say, can I just write a couple of the like documentary parts?
When the strike's over, I want to go in and just go, hey, could I take over Abbott Elementary?
So you're going to be the one to raise your hand finally. Yeah. Well, hey, they got to accept it. These are the rules we are fighting for.
I just, Like, I think you should be able to go and take over any show you want. It's like a hostile takeover.
So I went over to the set of The L Word, and I tried to do the same thing, Scott. They had a lot of things to say about why I shouldn't.
Really? Okay. They gave you some other L words. Like, leave.
Leave. That was a good one.
Oh, Scott, I liked it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we need to get to our next guest. Hopefully, they're not going to leave. She is a woman. Please welcome Kayla Dickey.
Hey. Wow. So good to be the only woman that's ever been on the show. Wow.
So good to meet you.
You've met me many times.
That's right. Have you met
Kayla? We've of course met. I'm familiar with Kayla.
And have you met Flula before?
Yeah, I've met Flula. Hi.
Hello to you. How are you doing now?
I'm doing fine. Yeah. I'm just like, it's awesome that you guys are talking to a woman on the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, you're in the third position, but.
Yeah. all that talk about reverse cowgirl. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't chime
seven
in.
And nine.
We had to get that stuff out.
And even that story about your beard, I was like, wow. Like, these guys have never talked to a woman before.
No.
No, but that's not true because we've spoken to you.
Right, that's it. I mean, I'm the only woman you've ever talked to. But
that's true.
But yes. Half of you guys didn't even remember me, so.
Kayla.
Yeah.
What are you, remind me, we've spoken to you before.
Yeah.
Here's what I remember. You, where do you live again?
I live in Montrose, Colorado.
Montrose, Colorado.
Ah, yes. It's all coming back to me now.
You had a boyfriend named...
I had a boyfriend named Cart, and then another one named Tark, and another one named Shart.
Right.
And then
I'm sorry, I dated... Shart?
Shart.
I think you're hearing it's
like,
short.
It's but... like shark with a T. Shart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then, of course, I dated Judd.
Yeah, and these were all gentlemen who you got to know. They were driving a particular vehicle.
Yeah, so I am obsessed, and so is most of my town, with the Ford Rock Hard series. Mm-hmm. So
these are gas-guzzling 4x4 trucks, I believe.
Massive trucks. They take up two lanes.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, so like for me, like one
like
of the...
Like vertically? Like if there were...
All in all directions.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like a sphere.
Yeah.
Even underneath the ground.
Like, have you been to Vegas? Have you seen that big dome?
The sphere.
It's like that. Oh. But on the road.
Got it.
So I said sphere. And then you said, have you seen that big dome?
That's like the thing he said. Yes.
Whatever.
So all these gentlemen would see you on the street.
Yeah.
Usually you were a pedestrian.
Yeah. I'd be walking the streets.
And they would shout something out at you from these trucks.
Yeah, they'd be like, hey, you little idiot, climb up here.
And that would always intrigue you. That would pique your interest.
I love that. Yeah, I'm obsessed with that. Oh. That's my preferred way to be hit on.
And you would get into these trucks, and then what would happen?
And then usually they would have some really cool movie on, like Boondock Saints. And we would watch that for a little bit before hooking up. And one of the things I'm also obsessed with, besides big trucks, is small dicks.
And they would, coincidentally, probably, they would have small penises as well?
Yeah, the size of a dice is my favorite preferred size.
Your success rate on finding small penises is very high.
Well, it's really easy when you look for big trucks.
That's true.
Oh, there's a correlation?
There is a correlation. It's awesome.
This is a Venn diagram that is just one circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's like a dome. Like, have you been to Vegas?
Yes.
It's like a sphere.
So you were doing that with several gentlemen, and then I think almost 10 years ago or over a decade ago, you were the assistant to a gentleman named Judd Wiebe. Is that right?
Yeah, so Judd Wiebe was the mayor of Montrose, but then he burned down the town because he left multiple curling irons on.
And he was curling his top hair and his pubes.
Yeah, and his leg hairs.
And then, he had straight pubes, as I recall.
The straightest pubes I've ever seen in my life. Like, have you ever seen a Pantene commercial?
Yes.
Like the straight hair girls in that.
So, yeah, sort of like a grunge musicians too, who would just like Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was unnatural for most people. He felt the need to curl them.
So he would curl that, but then he burned down the whole town and he fled.
Yes, I
have a question. Were these curling irons in different houses?
Different areas.
Great question.
So at the time, I was his assistant along with my girls, my best friends. And so I was working at his office at the courthouse, and he left a curling iron on there. Then he left one on at home, and then he left one on at his gym. So the whole town just went up in flames.
And is each of these curling irons for a specific, like, is there one for the pubis, and then there's one for
That's such a good question. Thank you. Thoughtful. And yes, mine was the pubes, my friend's was armpit, and the other one was legs.
So courthouse was the pubes.
Yeah.
And would he go from location to each day to straighten, or like how?
He would go. Yeah, it would take all day. That was most of his job at the time when he was mayor. It was just kind of curling his hair.
Would he ever forget when he was like at the courthouse and he'd be like, oh, this one's for the hair. And you'd say, no, Judd, it's for the pubes.
Oh my God, every day. I was so consumed with that. That was most of my time. Being like, Judd, no, God, no, this is for the pubes. And then I would get down on my knees and I would begin to help.
Oh, you would help him with it. Oh,
yeah, okay. What do you think my job was? I was the assistant.
To be honest, I don't know. You've described your job several times in the past.
But anyway, so obviously, Judd and I have a long history. Me and my girls were...
He burned down the town. He fled up the Judd Wiebe Trail,
right,
which was not officially named, but it was named in his honor.
And
after
me and my girls were also fucking Judd, as well as my boyfriend at the time, Cart.
Cart was having sex with him as well?
Yeah, actually, don't remember those guys, detail. Tark, everyone fucked Judd, and then Judd went up the trail.
He went up the trail.
He was living as a bear.
Yeah, one day in, he killed, he thought he killed a bear, and it turned out it was a man in a bear suit.
Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, so then finally, he came out of hiding like 10 years later.
He wore the bear suit. He acted like a bear for 10 years, rummaging through garbage cans in the town.
Yeah.
So he murdered the man, then thought, oh no, it's not a bear.
Right.
Then buried this corpse.
Yeah.
And then took the suit and placed it on his own body.
Yeah.
Yeah. And lived as a bear for a decade. Have you ever heard anything like this?
No.
It's actually a pretty normal story. Like, I've heard.
I feel like we all heard it the last time we were here.
I don't think we need to go much further. We can get into
anyway.
New stuff.
So after the statute,
that was a great recap. Welcome back to the show.
Limitations.
How long
ended.
Did that take? Was it like 20 minutes?
After the statute of limitations ended, he ended his life as a bear. You saw him in your yard, rummaging through your trash, and you said, "Judd, you guys got married."
Yeah.
And then I don't recall what has happened after that, but you know what? We have to take a break.
Oh my God. Okay.
When we come back, you're going to catch us up as to what has
what
been
happening.
What the
hell's
going
on? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to come back. We're going to have more with Flula from Flula Makes Five coming out somewhere around September 19th.
Exactly.
We also are going to have Sprague the Whisperer and Kayla Dickey. All of this and more. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Flula Borg.
Hello.
Flula Makes Five. which is a play on a famous saying, baby makes three.
Baby makes three, which was this was a small soap opera that took place in southern Bavaria. Baby makes three.
Baby makes three it's also a saying we say sometimes out here in America. I don't know if you know.
Oh, yeah. It's the show was about 2 6-year-olds that were trying to create a kickball team, but you need three and no one was available.
Hmm.
So they borrowed.
I thought you were saying it was about 2 6-year-olds who were trying to become 3-year-olds.
Oh, that's Benjamin Buttoning.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. And so they found the baby and then they are able to participate in the 3-person kickball tournament.
That's wonderful. And yes. Do they win the tournament?
No.
Oh, okay.
They immediately lost.
So it's a lot like Rocky. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Rocky,
of course.
He loses at the beginning of that Rocky. He loses. Which is not what you think will
happen.
You're
like, what will happen? Carl Weathers.
Yeah. Yeah. Carl who?
Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers what?
Carl Weathers, all incoming inclements.
So, he got you, Scott.
He got my ass. So Flula makes five. We also have Sprague the Whisperer here.
I'm here, and I do want to say I'm still kind of reeling from the fact that you haven't heard from the Borg. Because even
I have not.
This is so weird.
Flula makes five even sounds like 7 of 9.
Yeah.
Like you have I want you to go
we
home.
We just
after
need
this.
You to put some metal up on your face. I'm gonna put my phone against the mm-hmm. side of your okay. face. Mm. That's Borg
That's
shit
a
right
Borg.
There.
I just Borged.
The freaking nanobots. Okay, wait. After this pod, you've got to just do a little reading of the Borg.
Yeah, yes. we're gonna put you in touch with
someone. Okay.
Yeah.
I will deep dive.
I'm glad to be here, Scott. This is great.
We also have Kayla Dickey is here.
Hi.
And before the break, she caught us up on what we talked about approximately, I think when we talked about
100 years ago. Yeah.
100 years ago. You married Judd.
I married Judd. I lived on his compound with my girls for a bit there. Just like milking the goats and the cows and the horses and all that.
And the girls worked at a bridal shop, did they?
Yeah, we worked at David's Bridal.
Why do I know this? Okay.
And then anyway, we weren't allowed internet, but one day I found the internet and I found out that there's actually a bigger truck out there. It was on his iPad.
Oh, okay.
So you find it.
Which he keeps by the toilet.
Oh.
I just went on there and I was like, oh my God, there's rumored to be, because Judd at the time had the 550.
He was already up at the 550. Because I remember I feel like the one time we talked,
talked to him? Multiple times.
Have we really?
Okay. Yeah. Multiple times. I even feel like Judd was here one
first time I met him, I remember he had the 450.
Yeah, so, well, he went up. And then I found out that there's actually a 650 on the market. So I was like, I got to go back to town. Mm. And then that's when I actually, I'm on the show today because I'm on a new reality show.
Oh my God. This is incredible.
I know.
Reality TV, by the way, is not covered by
not
the strike.
Struck.
So we can talk about it.
Yeah, so let's... oh my God, thank God, a TV star back on the show.
Yes, this is going to be good for you. Scott.
Instead
it's crazy.
Of fucking more podcasters.
Agreed. This is going to be good for you, Scott.
All right, so what is this show?
It's called Love is Truck.
Love is Truck.
Yeah, it's called Love is Truck.
Love is Truck.
And basically, it's 15 men and 15 women vying to prove that love is truck.
Interesting. An interesting thesis.
How many trucks are there?
Well, so every man has a truck.
Okay.
Every man has a... What does a woman have?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Are they pairs?
Just bikini.
Are they single? Everyone is single?
Is single.
Oh.
And basically what it is, by the way, it's on Netflix. It's hosted by AI Vanessa Lachey.
Vanessa Lachey.
And Nick Lachey.
Oh, okay.
Where she's begging people to have babies all the time.
Yeah, so they replaced Vanessa with AI Vanessa because she was too crazy about the babies on Love is Blind.
Mm, right.
And so then they added normal like Nick Lachey because he's like fully brain dead.
He's kind of already AI.
He's already AI. He's already,
he's just an aggregate of information dumped into a processing unit.
I think they just tell him what to say.
So was it accidental that everyone ended up being single on this show, or was that just
a
coincidence?
This is purposeful. So
really?
Yeah. So basically what they do is they put us all, like, they glue our eyeballs shut and they give us a sleeping pill.
You
pill.
Glue the,
I'm sorry,
the eyeballs?
Yeah, we got to slow down.
Not the eyelids?
Here. We got to slow down. What? Your eyeballs are glued shut. Flula, you were disturbed by this as well.
That's why I said no words.
This is standard Netflix stuff. This is how they get you onto like said location. So you have no idea where you are.
Mm. Okay.
We come to you and I'm just like in the cab.
So you're also unconscious.
Oh yeah, they give you a sleeping pill. This is standard Netflix. Like, also, by the way, they give you no food, no water, all alcohol.
So they give you no food. Well, that's nice of them.
Yeah. See, that's what I said.
But alcohol, they'll ply you with alcohol.
Yeah. No, you're starting at like a cool like 10 drinks in.
Wow.
And then you come to and you're inside the cab of a truck, but you can't see anything because your eyeballs are still all fucked up. and you're sitting next to a guy and you have no idea how big the truck is or how small his dick is.
Mm. Oh, no. Oh. That's a terrible situation for you to be in.
Isn't that crazy? Because I was like, the whole time I was so nervous because I was like, what if I end up with a guy with a small truck and a big dick? I would die.
Now, yeah. I feel like there must be a way to feel like you're in a big truck as opposed to a small truck. Like, what do you think, Luke?
I think, what about honking the horn?
Oh, that's good, because it'll let you know the sort of size, the weight of the truck.
And it's sort of like a bat. You would be able to hear the echoes.
Right, yeah. No, yeah. So you're not allowed to touch anything. Did I mention you're fully tied up?
Oh, no, you didn't know. You did not say that.
This doesn't sound...
Also, is this standard Netflix stuff?
What if someone has a really small truck, but it's like they use it really well? Like they swerve in and out. And
oh my God,
impossible. You know, a parallel park.
That's literally never been the case.
Really? So you're tied up in the... Kayla,
By the way, he has his eyesight and he has, like, he can move around.
Okay.
Oh. I got to say, Kayla, I'm remembering now that I'm constantly worried about you. And this just, what you're describing to me, I don't know if this sounds fun. I mean, so you've done it already? You've already shot?
Oh my God, yeah. I've spent the last 32 weeks doing this and I've gotten paid $3,500.
32 weeks?
I had to quit my job, my family, everything.
You quit your family?
Yeah, they make you do
it. What was that process like?
This is standard Netflix stuff.
What's that conversation like? Well, you can't fire me, I quit.
Yeah, no, I just had to go to my parents and have them sign this release that they won't speak to me, talk to me, or know what's happening in for the rest of my life.
For the rest of your
life. You got them to sign it, or did you, what did you do? I mean...
No, they signed it happily. Like, honestly, they know that this could be such a big thing for me in the long run.
What about Jed Wiebe?
So Judd is not on the show, but the thing is, like,
where's Judd now, by the way? The last time
I saw Judd, he was on his compound.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
With all my girls.
Okay.
But what's happened, which is so mysterious, is that every guy I've dated on the show has been mauled by a bear.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, huh.
I need a couple of the details here. So what happens after you're in the truck, tied up and your eyes are glued shut?
Right.
And you don't know if it's a big truck, small truck. You don't know whether it's a big dick, small dick.
Exactly.
At one point, are you supposed to guess? Like,
yeah. So, I have to get engaged in order to meet the guy.
Oh.
So when I was talking to these guys, like some of them, I like found myself totally caught between two guys. Like, obviously, I thought that clog was cute.
Clog is cute.
I thought Snarf was awesome. Mm. But I really connected with Queef and Taint.
Queef and Taint. So those were your main suitors.
Yeah, those two were awesome.
And did you pick?
Well, yeah, eventually. But I mean, first I was like, Queef was so awesome. Like, he's a realtor. I knew he had a small dick because he like listens to Joe Rogan. He calls women females. And then at one point he read me the text that Jonah Hill sent his girlfriend.
So as this is being read, you're kind of like...
He read this and said, like, hey, this is...
I actually have it here. He said, plain and simple, if you need surfing with men, boundaryless inappropriate friendships with men, to model, to post pictures of yourself in a bathing suit, to post sexual pictures, friendship with women who are in unstable places or from your wild recent past beyond getting lunch or coffee or something respectful, I am not the right partner for you. And I was like, wow, Queef, I am soaking wet.
So you hear that whole thing and you're like, wow, this guy has the
smallest dick I've ever heard before.
So you were into him. What happened? I mean,
but then Taint came out of nowhere.
Taint.
And how,
it's always the case. Taint comes out of nowhere.
Literally, Taint, like, I mean, I just like fell for him because at one point he told me my voice was shrill and then he read me passages from The Game, which was awesome.
Wow, I can see you. I can see how much you were falling in love. Like, you look giddy right now.
I was literally head over heels. And then at one point he goes, he told me how every wild animal would kill me. So he was like, wolves would eat all of your organs first, but then bears would tear you limb by limb. Mm. And then a mountain lion would break your neck and gorge on my carcass. And I was like, wow, fuck Taint. Like, I am soaking wet.
This guy, I mean, yeah, he's got game. Amazing.
This was one of those techniques.
Yeah, it was like, honestly, I was like, wow, okay, I'm ready to get engaged. So
what do you do in a situation like this? And I don't know that you should be giving spoilers for this show that isn't
out
yet.
Yes.
Oh, but, really?
Who knows? But anyway.
This is standard Netflix.
Yeah, they just want you to go on and spoil the show.
So what did you end up doing?
well, so I was like, all right, I was like, Taint, like, I'm ready, like, I like you. And so he proposed to me, and the way that that happens is I basically dress up in a prom dress, and then he...
Your eyes are unglued yet?
Yeah, at that point, they finally cut open my eyes.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
The standard Netflix. And then he races his big truck straight at me, and if he doesn't run me over, it's meant to be.
And is he trying to run you over? And
yeah.
And if he misses, though, it's
if
meant
he misses,
to be.
It's meant to be.
Okay.
So like, he has terrible aim. How does?
Oh, he was still so wasted.
Oh,
so
okay.
He fully missed me. Ah. But yeah, Taint, like, and then he, like, you know, the thing is, I was so proud of myself because, you guys, he had a 750.
Wow.
That was only rumored to be out in the spring.
Oh, the truck. Oh, I thought you were talking about the size of his penis.
Yeah.
No, so this, even luckier, his dick is smaller than a dice.
Wow.
Whoa.
You guys, you know, like a shoelace, like the end of a shoelace?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, what are those called?
I don't know, but they're an invention. People like to tell me about
Eaglet?
England? Yeah.
Yeah.
England. That's where you're from.
England.
Okay.
It looked like that. But wow. Like a dirt from like a dirty shoe.
Congratulations.
Wow. I know.
So you were head over heels, and then you're saying he got mauled mysteriously by a bear?
Well, so all the other guys, like Queef got mauled by a bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clog got mauled by a bear.
Oh, no. Aglet, by the way, is the
Aglet. What Aglet.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much for teaching me that.
You know what? You learn something new every day. If a man tells you about it. I hate to explain or mansplain.
Oh, God, you're reminding me of one of the best dates I went on. I was with Taint, and he just started explaining how to use a toaster to me for, like, really? I mean, 4.5 hours.
What were you getting wrong about the toasting?
Nothing. I know exactly how a toaster
but,
works.
No, it's actually the thing. If you don't actually put the toast, if you make sure that the toast is, I don't want to get into
it. No, please do. I could listen to this for hours.
So it's like, you want to toast it, right? And you want to set it at the right setting, because if you set it at the wrong setting, you might burn it.
That's oh my true. God, I never thought of that. You're so interesting.
Cool. Sorry, too bad I ride around in my motorcycle. Not a truck.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
So one by one, all of your suitors were getting mauled by a bear.
Right.
And what did you think about this?
Nothing. I was like, at first, like, this is just standard Netflix stuff. But then after a while, right. I was like, actually, you know what? Maybe, Judd's involved.
I don't know.
This beggars belief. I mean, yeah.
Were there any other clues that led to Jed?
Well, so then me and Taint got to go to the next portion of the show, where we went to this beautiful resort in Cabo, and we were in the parking lot the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, like, you know, we went on these beautiful dates. Like, we drove around and we, like, ran over, like, small animals, like squirrels and stuff.
By accident? No, that was the date. It was
that was the date. And then at one point, he took me to the mechanic and we just listened to the guy explain exactly what he's doing in the truck from start to finish, which was also so interesting. And then, yeah, like, we got back to the cab of the truck and I was like, why do you look so gray? And he was like,
gray, like in color.
Yeah, like
not in mood.
Not like describing an emotion. Why are you so gray?
No, I'm not a poet. He looked physically gray.
Okay.
And he's like, I don't know, my stomach. Like, I think I just need to go to the bathroom. So then he left to go into the hotel bathroom, and I was like, oh, God. And I just, like, sat there, you know, like, counting the flat brim hats on the walls.
Mm-hmm. you were.
How many did you get up to?
200.
Wow. Sounds like a great place.
Were you doing that thing where you were kind of sitting against the bathroom door hoping to get a sound of a little action in there?
Ooh.
I wish. There's no bathroom in the truck. So I was just in the cab sitting there.
Gotcha.
But then one of the producers came over and they were like, he's not okay.
So had he been attacked by a bear?
Well, they said that he was attacked by a bear in the bathroom. Which is
so that him being gray didn't have anything to do
mysterious.
With this story.
This is really strange.
Yes, it did. That's why he went to the bathroom.
Right.
But
coincidentally,
it's a crucial plot point.
Okay. So coincidentally, he was
I thought
gray.
You were setting up that he was sick and was going to die of some sort of. But no, he just was mauled by a bear in the bathroom.
I thought the twist was going to be like he's eaten all. He was actually dressing up like a bear. And he's eaten all these human, all this human flesh, and he was getting sick. That's what I thought.
Well, like, for example, with Queef, like, Queef found out, unfortunately, that he had cancer.
Jesus.
But then he was mauled by a bear.
Oh.
Wow.
So the cancer part is not even that important.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he eventually died from
maybe the bear is attracted to infirm people or...
Yeah, but I don't know. There's just been a few clues that Judd's involved.
Is Taint still alive or has he been killed in the toilet?
Taint right now is on life support.
Mm. Oh, no.
In the biggest truck I've ever seen.
Is that the life support where they hook him up to a big vape and they have him inhale and exhale?
It's exactly that. And he's just like stuck there watching people play video games, hoping hoping that it like recuperates him.
This wow. is
one of his favorite
story.
Things to do.
Just watch people play Fortnite and stuff.
Yeah, like yeah. I'm just so bummed because I don't get to do the rest of the dates with him. Like one of them was to go to his friend's house and sit in the basement and watch them play video games for hours. And then one of his friends was going to show me porn on his phone and tell me I'm prettier than the girl in it.
This sounds amazing.
This would have been romantic. I'm sorry, Kayla. I'm sorry.
And then we were going to go and watch a series of YouTube clips of people getting into serious accidents.
Like, you look absolutely heartbroken
this is
right now.
Terrible.
I'm
for you.
So
like,
sorry.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do because then I talked to one of the producers and they're like, this is not standard Netflix stuff.
No, even they said that.
I know. So I'm like, what? Mm.
Well, I don't. Maybe you just go back to Judd. I mean, this seems like the easiest solution, right? I mean,
Kayla, I actually have a solution.
Huh? Oh.
You said they paid you $3,500.
Yeah, for 32 weeks of work.
Okay. Oh, no.
3 weeks of pre-production.
Yeah.
Now, I've been suggesting this to you for a while, but I think you take this $3,500, you go down to the Ford dealership, you buy yourself a Ford.
Your own truck.
You just put that money down.
You don't
start
need a man to have one of these trucks.
What? You don't need no man.
You guys have told me this before, and I so appreciate you explaining it to me.
Buying a car isn't hard. I could actually walk you through the whole process. If you want
to
come with
tell
you,
me about it.
If you want
to
come with you, I can talk to the people.
I feel like you guys are maybe hitting it up. What?
I got to be honest. We've gone down this road before. And every time that starts to happen, I come home and there's a bunch of bear droppings in my
Also, yard. I just like want to add to that.
How do you know they're bear droppings, by the way?
Well, I've seen scat before. Look, I've been up in Firefest in the Labrador region.
I just want to add, too, I don't think Sprague and I could ever work out because his dick is just too big.
It's a Twizzler.
It looks...
it's a Twizzler.
So it's like...
So it's like a braided...
She always says it's the right girth, but just too long.
Too long.
Right.
It's something we've talked about a lot, but Kayla, I want you to just... Can I ask you a question, Kayla?
I guess.
Have you seen the Barbie movie?
Barbie?
Yeah. Why'd you say
that? Did you ever play with a Barbie when you were a young kid?
Yeah, I did. They were all headless and naked.
Oh, okay. Interesting. But did you see the movie, Barbie? Did you?
Yeah, I did.
So you saw how she kind of has her own sort of, she has her own car and her own house and all that stuff. That wasn't inspiring to you?
I loved the patriarchy part.
Okay. Where it just described the patriarchy and you,
yeah,
when you were like, stop right there, I'm good.
When Ryan Gosling explains the patriarchy, I was like, I've had enough. I'm full.
Well, I didn't expect it to go that way, but
yeah. Well, I don't know. I think going back to Judd might be just the best solution. I mean, yeah. It seems like the easy. You had a great thing going there, and tragedy befell all of these men that you were with, but I mean, you know, he's there for you, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, he is the best for me because he, you know, he takes care of me. He feeds me milk.
How does he do that? What?
He wears like one of those bras that... Actually, it's more like udders.
Like the weird fake dog udders?
Yeah, and, yeah. Mm. And then he kind of... Like, what's that famous sculpture of the pregnant animal with all the nipples and breasts? You know what I'm talking about?
God, I don't know.
You stumped me.
You're talking to a couple of idiots.
No, it's like Roman sculpture. Anyway, it's like that. So I get down, all me and the girls get down, and we go...
I don't know about this.
What don't you know about?
I don't want to be against a sort of polyamorous relationship.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean,
no
maybe
judgment.
Just because it's different, we're against it? No.
Maybe I'm in my own bag.
I'm just like, I don't know at this point because I just want to be with the guy with the biggest, biggest truck and the smallest, smallest dick. And like, yeah, Judd's dick is small, but is his truck big enough?
And is his dick small enough?
That's such a good question because up until this point with Taint, like I'd never seen a dick that small.
Yeah, how small would be too small?
Oh, impossible.
So like if it were to go inside the body, Like if it was a reverse dick?
What
if it... wait, Scott. Wait, you might be onto something.
Like a concave dick.
Oh, you mean like an inside dick?
Yeah, like an innie.
Sort of, you know, an innie. And then maybe, you know, you go up to their chest and instead of like sort of a rock hard chest, they've got like, you know, they've got breasts there.
Wow.
The hair can be longer. Maybe they're a little bit more, you know, they're slightly nicer to you. They might relate to
maybe
what
they know
saying.
How to please you sexually a little more because that's how they please themselves sexually.
And they don't drive a truck. They drive a Sebring convertible.
Yeah, or a cabriolet.
I know what's happening here.
What's that?
You guys want to watch lesbian porn?
No.
Although if you have any.
I knew this was going to happen. Every time I come on here, you guys want to see me hook up with a woman.
It's just you're so averse to a normal penis that I'm like, maybe you.
Maybe, yeah.
I shouldn't be saying this. This is not my place to say.
Have you ever had like an emotional connection with another woman? Like one of your girls?
I sleep with my girls all the time. We all hook up with Judd at once.
Seemed like a little bit of a traffic jam there.
But yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm just kind of like, I don't know. It's just too bad that no one in LA has a small dick.
Yeah, I mean, we all move out here because we have BDE.
We got the big dicks,
You know, no one who has a small dick has the guts to move out to LA.
Yep. And you know, when there's a strike, everyone's dick is just getting bigger.
Yeah. So that's a problem.
So it's tough for you.
Yeah, Flula, what are your dick exercises?
I just let it happen. Wait, I have a question about the nipples.
What?
So when Jed is wearing the nipple outfit, how many nipples are there?
There's like 12.
Mm. Okay, from Romulus Remus.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. That's the sculpture.
Yes.
Flula is a learned man, a man of the world. You've lived in several different... Hello.
Hello.
You've lived in several different
studio
countries.
Studio apartments.
Yes. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Are you sure you're not a Borg and you can't just access all information through
I'm
the
very. I would love this so very much, Sprague.
It's possible. Check it.
That deep jealousy.
Well, I don't know, Kayla. I feel bad for you. You're in a bit of a situation.
Every time you come in, it's like, I want to help you.
I want to fix your problems like a man is supposed to do.
Wait, I got it. I think I'm just going to go for Nick Lachey. He's got to have a tiny dick, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why he's had Vanessa Lachey. He's had Jessica Simpson, his two main relationships. You know, they have to be attracted to small dicks, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. Okay. I'm feeling so much better now. Wow.
This is good. Just hook up with him.
This feels good because he seems like a stable guy. You know?
So stable.
And happy to be on those shows.
Happy to be there. He loves to talk to people.
Not grumpy.
I just like his dead eyes.
He's not afraid that his wife is going off and going to get them both canceled. He just seems...
Everything out of his mouth isn't, hey, okay, all right, hey, calm down.
Yeah, they're not cutting out constant, hey, baby, hold on.
Oh, I love it when men tell me to calm down.
Because it's easy to do. Yeah. When told, you're like, oh, I need to calm down.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh,
I
that
will.
Sounds actually really nice. I can't believe how worked up I was.
Well, this is great, Kayla. Always a pleasure.
This is so great.
Always a pleasure to see you. Would it surprise you, though, to learn that we're running out of time?
Oh my gosh. Did it go by that quickly?
It went by so quickly, but we do have time for one final feature on the show. And you know what that is? It happens to be a little something called plugs. I mean, technically under a minute, 59 seconds.
Oh, that felt as long as my explanation about.
I got to say, we might need that guy's information because we got to fill up some time at Firefest.
Great. That was Stepping Out, parentheses of the plug bag, end parentheses by Benedict Cumber Badgley. Thank you to Benedict. And if you have a plugs theme, send it over to cbbworld.com/plugs and you can be famous for a week. And Benedict, you are officially famous. And speaking of another famous person, Flula, what are we plugging here?
Oh, I have...
I'm going to hold my iPhone up to your face while you do this.
Yes. Hello, it's me.
Okay. Oh, he's
a bug. Hi, it's me.
No, it's not like you're answering it. It's
processing your thoughts.
Face.
Why am I holding it?
It's a cortical nerve.
Oh, I was going to hold it, but you took it from me.
Oh.
Just put it on the side of your face.
On the side of your face. So
and then do the... Oh, this
no, that's, no, 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 no. That's perpendicular to your face.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And now I speak words?
Yeah, sure, yeah. It speaks like your normal language. This kind of sounds like Borgla.
Oh, hello to you. It's me, Flula. Check out my podcast that was supposed to be a television show, Flula Makes Five, airing September 19th.
Somewhere around September 19th.
No, exactly. No, it's exactly September 19th. It's...
Flula, say this.
Okay.
Not listening. You might not want to listen to my podcast, but resistance is futile.
Okay. Not listening. Well, you might want to listen to my podcast, but resistance is futile. Go ahead.
Wow, this is really
Borg. That's
right
some Borg. Yeah.
Was that some fucking Borg?
Call Gene Roddenberry.
Oh, reverse psychology works so well.
Wow. All right. I'll take the phone back.
Oh, here
that's
you go.
Not a parting gift for you.
Sorry.
All right. Sprague, what do you want to plug?
Well, of course, Firefest 2, The Redemption.
Yes.
Tickets are $6,000, and you have to prove to us that you can survive in the wilderness for 30, 40 days.
And the tickets can only be bought in multiples of...
Six or seven. Yeah, yeah. You either have an even number or an odd number.
$36,000 is the minimum payment.
Hey, you want to come to Firefest?
I do.
See Flula do some spinning?
And yes. You'll sell your documentary for like, you know, six, seven figures, right?
We're going to make so much money licensing documentaries. But
like,
course,
do you have a little notice up there of, by the way, like,
if you are shooting a documentary,
we own
10% of all royalties.
Oh man, this is genius.
And of course, Scott, we have a podcast called Scott Hasn't Seen on CBB World.
That's right. We just had our 100th episode.
We watched Mamma Mia. Here We Go Again, live with a rowdy audience.
Rowdy audience.
A Dynasty typewriter.
And the audience was so rowdy.
So rowdy. Oh. Scott was a little too rowdy, but it was
too
fine.
Rowdy for my tastes. Yeah. But
there were no cops there, so everything was fine.
There were a couple undercover cops.
I found out later. Yeah, yeah.
But who were also there at January 6th.
Oh.
Wow, so cool.
Which there's a little bit of a conspiracy there, if you ask me.
Cops have the smallest dicks. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Oh, you love them.
I love them.
Flula, you got to come on. Scott hasn't seen it.
Join me. Yeah, let me try. Okay.
Yeah.
You got
great.
To. You
okay. got to. Yeah. And Kayla, what are you plugging?
I've been listening to these amazing... Well, actually, first, my show, Love Is Truck.
Oh, yeah.
Coming,
Love
out,
is truck. Yeah,
coming out
on
Netflix in like a day or two.
Oh, cool.
Great.
And then, yeah, I've been listening to these awesome podcasts in the back of the truck called Hey Randy and This Book Changed My Life on CBB World. And then also following this amazing account that was hacked but is now back up and running.
Man,
on Instagram.
I follow that account religiously, I think. And I was... And I was just like, oh my God, what's happening? I wonder how she got it back.
Yeah, she got it back because you have to have connections at Meta in order to get it back.
Okay.
So it took a really long time for her to find that. And even her agents and managers couldn't really help for that much of it.
And it had nothing to do with how confusing her handle.
That actually was like very helpful for them.
Because
how unique
it's,
it was.
It's Y.
What is it?
It's Y-L.
Why ask L-Y?
It's L-A-L-Y-L-Y.
Right.
L-I-L-Y-L-Y-L-Y.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, you got it.
I want to plug, while you're talking about CBB World, we have so many great shows over there. Not only Scott Hasn't Seen, not only Hey Randy, not only the other one you said.
Oh my God.
This book changed my life.
But also things like Who Me with the Batman. He has his own show. Mm-hmm. Eat, Pray, Dunk with Bill Walton. So many great shows. We have Entrepreneur Tour. So many great shows over there. College Town.
Heinz to Meet You.
Heinz Prov to Meet You. we also have ad-free episodes of this show, as well as all the archives. All the previous episodes of the show are over there at cbbworld.com. So,
and there's something about Kushtopia coming up?
I'm not sure about that. But, so just head over there to cbbworld.com. If you're only listening to Comedy Bang Bang, you're only getting half the story. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Doors are made for closing, so we take them up and shut them tight. And then doors are made for locking, so we take our key and make it right. We turn it to the right. Oh, no, that's not it. It's time to work the plug. Open the plug.
All right. right. Wow. Did you make that?
That was a bang bang. I liked it.
Yeah,
that was so many drops in there.
That was I Go Plug in the Bag by Tim.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you to Tim. Is that a good stage name, Tim?
Is it T-I-M?
I think it's pretty good, actually.
It's not bad, actually. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much. Flula, always great seeing you. I know you're my direct competitor now with the podcast.
Impossible.
So unfortunately, we're no longer friends. Okay. We're competitors.
Thank you for assuming we were friends before. I'm so grateful.
Okay. So, it wasn't that nice of me.
Well, I assume everyone hates me, so this was a wonderful gift.
No, not me. We love you here at Comedy Bang Bang. Please make a fifth appearance someday.
Oh, great.
And I would love to see what kind of guest would be on that episode with you.
I'm so excited.
What random assortment.
Yes,
freaks.
Speaking of freaks, hey, Sprague.
Hey, I'm here, baby.
I'll see you on Friday for Scott Hasn't Seen.
I'll see you on Friday. We're going to watch a movie you're not going to like, and then we're all going to go home sad.
And Kayla, good luck to you with your romance with Nick Lachey.
Thank you so much. Please, will you explain to me how you set up all this podcast equipment?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to stop the podcast now. I'll explain all the microphones, everything to you. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.